And welcome back to Between the Margins on CHRW 94.9 FM. My name is Michelle Boyce, and this is a show about human rights and people's pursuit of happily ever after. Today's show is a little bit different than our usual format. Ran into some material that I fell in love with and found a new hero in my world, and it takes quite a bit to become one of my new heroes, but a guy named Gilly has, Jeremy Gilly has made it into that position in my world, and I'm going to tell you about him, and we're doing this show on the International Day of Peace, which happened actually last Monday, and there were some events here in London, but it is a day that happens universally around the world on September the 21st. And I'm going to give you the history. I'm going to give you some background and play lots of clips for you today. It's a busy day today for playing stuff for you here, and I've got some celebrity spots, Angelina Jolie, Ringo Starr, to name just a couple of the things that we got for you coming up. But just to start it all off, I'm going to give you a promo on this day, and we'll go from there.
There needs to be one day, a universal day, that is all people all around the world just focus on peace.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag.
The International Day of Peace becomes a total global observation. It's observed around the world in every country. And everyone on the planet knows about it and observes it on some level.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back.
The International Day of Peace is an opportunity for all of humanity to observe a day of peace together.
In 1981, the UN established, by a unanimous resolution of all member nations, the International Day of Peace.
When we'll be free to patiently wait for that fateful day, it's not far away, but for now we stay.
That is the International Day of Peace. And, you know, it's something that I can get behind because, you know, world peace is my ultimate goal in my life. And I'm not naive enough to believe that I'll actually get there. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to keep trying. So International Day of Peace, also known as World Peace Day, occurs annually on September 21st. It is dedicated to peace, or specifically the absence of war, such as might be occasioned by a temporary ceasefire in a combat zone. It is observed by many nations, political groups, military groups, and peoples. The first year of this holiday was celebrated in 1981. To inaugurate the day, the peace bell is rung at UN headquarters. The bell is cast from coins donated from children from all continents. It was a gift as a gift by the Diet of Japan and referred to as a reminder of the human cost of war. The inscription on its side reads, "Long live absolute world peace." And if that's not something to work towards, I'm not sure anything in this world is worth working towards. So the history of the International Peace Day was, it was adopted in 1981 on the day of the opening of the General Assembly. So back then it wasn't on the 21st of September, and it was first occurred on September of 1982. In 2001, it was changed to the 21st of September. And the reason it was changed for September 21st, I'm going to go through for you in the next little while. And it went because of the dedication and the fearless effort of one man to change the world and change it in a way that he thought we needed. And hats off to Jeremy Gilley for all of his work over the last 10 years. I honestly admire this man for all of he has done. He reminds me of myself and a lot of the stuff that I have done over the last 15 years to help marginalized populations, but nothing even close to a world level as this one here. And here's an introduction to Jeremy Gilley.
My name's Jeremy Gilley. In July 1998, I decided to make a film about peace. I was going to try to establish the first ever peace day, a day of ceasefire and non-violence, a day for everyone to become involved in the peace process. I'm dyslexic. My only qualification is a D in pottery, but that wasn't going to stop me. You see, if I failed, the film could make a profound statement about a world unwilling to change. If I succeeded, well, that was almost inconceivable. I launched the Peace One Day project at Shakespeare's Globe Theatre. The UN showed their support by sending a representative.
I put it to you today that it is the peoples of this planet who can create peace.
There has never been a day in the history of humankind where the global community hasn't killed each other.
I invited 2,500 people to the launch, mostly press. 114 people turned up, mostly friends. It was completely ignored by the media. So was it such a good idea? Would it make a difference to people's lives? I had to ask. My film camera would document the journey. How did I pay for it all? It was a constant struggle. The cash I needed came from individual donations, and friends volunteered to help. My mum gave me her spare bedroom to use as a production office. My dad helped me account for every penny I spent.
And the man started with nothing. And he had a dream and he had an idea. And through extremely hard work from 1999 until 2001, where he got the UN General Assembly to adopt International Day of Peace and move it to September 21st.
After hundreds of meetings and thousands of letters, it could now be voted upon by the leaders of our world. My suggested date was the 21st of September. It was my granddad's favorite number. He'd been a prisoner of war. He saw the bomb go off at Nagasaki. It poisoned his blood.
Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to start.
Mr. President,
the United Kingdom and Costa Rican governments have now joined together to strengthen and reinvigorate what was originally brought to our attention by a UK-based organization, Peace One Day.
Y esta resolución será adoptada con el firme respaldo de todos los
Estados Unidos. UN International Day of Peace be observed as a global ceasefire day. That this day be fixed as the 21st of September.
May I take it that the Assembly decides to adopt that resolution? It is so decided.
And Jeremy Gilley, he did it. And he got the UN to move the day to September 21st. And it was adopted unanimously by all of the powers that be at the UN. So www.peaceoneday.org is Jeremy's foundation and the website, and I encourage you to check it out. And he has two documentaries that are available on that website that tell his story and how he brought this incredible day to the world. And I encourage you to go check out the website and listen to and download or buy the DVD and support the One Day for Peace campaign. So I've got a short clip here for you from Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the UN, about International Day of Peace.
Dear friends, peace is one of humanity's most precious needs. It is also the UN's highest calling. It defines our mission, it drives our discourse, and it draws together all of our worldwide work from peacekeeping and preventive diplomacy to promoting human rights and development. This work for peace is vital, but it is not easy. Indeed, in countless communities around the world, peace remains an elusive goal. From the displaced person camps of Chad and Darfur to the byways of Baghdad, the quest for peace is strewn with setbacks and suffering. September 21st, the International Day of Peace, is an occasion to take stock of our efforts to promote peace and well-being for all people everywhere. It is an opportunity to appreciate what we have already accomplished and to dedicate ourselves to all that remains to be done. It is also meant to be a day of global ceasefire, a 24-hour respite from the fear and insecurity that plague so many places. Today, I urge all countries and all combatants to honor this cessation of hostilities, and I ask people everywhere to observe a minute of silence at 12 noon local time. As the guns fall silent, we should use this opportunity to ponder the price we all paid due to conflict. And we should resolve to vigorously pursue ways to make permanent this day's pause. On this International Day, let us promise to make peace not just a priority, but a passion. Let us pledge to do more, wherever we are, in whatever way we can, to make every day a day of peace. Thank you.
And you would think that the battle would be over for Mr. Jeremy Gilley, but as goes with all of these things, and I can tell you I've launched a few of these campaigns myself on a more local level, but, you know, there's always something that happens, and nothing could be more horrible than what happened in 2001 in September on the day that they were launching Peace Day, and they were going to ring the bell at the UN headquarters, and this is a moving clip, and one that I'll never forget.
It was the morning of September the 11th, 2001. Secretary General Kofi Annan was going to announce to the world's press the formation of Peace Day.
Things have hit the World Trade Center, and Kofi Annan is just about to ring the peace bell, and there could well have been a terrorist attack. you know, in New York.
We have been asked to postpone this event. My understanding is we should all move out of here.
It's just total mayhem. This is incredibly frightening. Will you ring my mum for someone, darling? They've evacuated the United Nations.
And 9/11 will be ever in our memories and a horrible day that hit our nation. But it was also supposed to be the launch of International Day of Peace. And how ironic is that in our society? So he had the Day of Peace. But now what does he do with it?
Peace days came and went with no ceasefires or humanitarian action. It was so frustrating. I honestly thought it was going to work. I thought governments would get behind the day they voted for. Individuals that heard about the day observed it, and that was beautiful. But the cynics always seem to be louder. You'll never stop the fighting. It's pointless. The day will never work. The only way to silence the cynics was to silence the guns and show people observing the day in areas of conflict. I had to continue.
And continue he did. And through celebrity support, he started moving Peace Day into the press. And this is Angelina Jolie, who jumped on the bandwagon for International Day of Peace.
He's just arrived. A Dane, or some kind of blacked out car.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Very nice to meet you.
Come in. We've got a camera running. Do you want me to turn it off?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Hello.
I mean, I've just come in to really hear how I can help.
Yeah.
This was unbelievable. Angelina Jolie was sat on my sofa, asking me what she could do. I couldn't stop talking. I was so nervous. If she was willing to use her celebrity status to bring awareness to the day, that would surely create public attention.
Over the last couple of years, as a few ceasefire days have gone by, I've been fairly frustrated at the lack of commitment from government. Not from individuals. I'm inspired by the individuals. What I want to see happen is I want to see a ceasefire manifested. I think what is it that we can do is to hold an event. If we do it on the evening of the 20th, it will be in the press on the Day of Peace. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I think that what that could be on the 20th of September is a call to action.
Which is obviously starting to get the countries and the governments to start having ceasefire days.
It's a call to peace.
Yeah, it's a call to peace. The fact that, you know, Johnny has been, you know, good enough to create this and for this to be a reality, I think it's going to do something that I was totally unable to do. Because the dudes will be there, you know, New York Times and others will come.
Yeah, it's a call to action for journalists as well. And, you know, to challenge of taking up all the times that they failed you before.
You shouldn't have to have any kind of celebrity when you're talking about something as important as this. But that's what they often wait for. And they shouldn't, and they're journalists, and it's their responsibility.
Yeah.
And they could write something amazing tomorrow that opens up people's eyes as opposed to just some silliness, so...
Yeah.
Could they please?
The world's most glamorous movie star came dressed to kill. Her mission? To honor World Peace Day.
You know, I traveled the world, as you saw, hearing people talk about all of the practical activities we've created this day, and now we need to see them occur. And filming will not stop until that becomes a reality.
But how do you feel about being a part of the sequel, Angelina?
I'm very proud. I'm very, very proud. I think it's amazing, and I also love that he's going to stay on the course, and we could be working on the sequel for 20 years waiting for the ceasefire to finally show itself, but I'll stay with you. We'll see how it goes. But I think it's very, very important, and I am really, really proud. And I'm just like him. I mean, now I'm in the process, and it's very interesting, this type of filmmaking, just to be inside of it and to know that I don't know what we're making, and I don't know how it's going to go or where we're going to meet up next or how it's going to turn, good or bad. But I feel I'm in good company, and I love what we're trying for.
And that was Angelina Jolie. And Jude Law jumped on board, and, you know, He is English actor, film producer, and director, well known to the world, and these are his thoughts.
As a filmmaker, it fascinated me that Jeremy used the medium to change people's opinions, to inspire people.
We're going to observe the Day of Peace, and that we're going to implement an activity that affects and saves people's lives. Does that seem like too big a vision?
Seeing how that process works, and how that level of courage and hope could be conveyed to the rest of the world, and indeed then the results last September the 21st, it probably leads me to say that it's the most important film I've been a part of.
I visited Gaza, I visited the West Bank, I saw Shimon Peres because I asked all Nobel laureates for a statement about peace.
Although it's early days for Peace Day, it's already gathered a huge amount of momentum, but could in the future be a day when we all stop working and we all stop fighting and we can mark a day as a race. I mean, wouldn't that be an amazing thing?
And with some celebrities behind International Day of Peace, there was finally some movement. And Gilly finally caught a break.
At last, a breakthrough. I got a call from Ahmed Fawzi at the UN. He'd spoken to UNICEF. A woman called Roshan Khadivi wanted to meet. They had a potential idea for Peace Day in Afghanistan.
An idea that came to my mind was polio vaccination. It is really crucial for us to eradicate polio in Afghanistan. No one can guarantee that if the vaccinators go into an area, they're going to be protected. But the kids are really suffering. So we thought if we make a plan to target two or three villages that have not been accessible for the past 2 years.
So you're saying on the 21st of September, we want a ceasefire in this area of Afghanistan so we can immunize children.
Actually, I wanted you to come and see the place first, possibly coming in June or July to Afghanistan so we can plan it and see how we can make this happen.
Afghanistan.
It's amazing.
This was the one place people would say to me, ceasefire? Forget it. You think you can get the Taliban to stop? But here was a woman, sat on my mum's sofa, telling me they were going to try and mark Peace Day in the most volatile place on earth.
We'd very much like to ask to have a cessation of hostilities for the duration of the day so that the children whose lives are deeply affected could be supported and helped.
We would love to support this initiative. The other side is not your classical military opponent. It's one who worked with suicide bombs, roadside bombs. We are in a country that hasn't seen peace for 30 years.
What is the best way of getting the message across to the people of Afghanistan?
If you could be getting messages fed into the communities, it would multiply your chances of success on this day, I think, immeasurably.
You're talking about organizing immunization in insecure areas, where people associated with the government do not venture at present because of fear of their lives.
But is there something we can do, somebody we can talk to say, look, there's children in this area. We know for a fact that they are suffering due to the fact that we are unable to give them humanitarian assistance.
There are formal approaches to doing things in Afghanistan and that there are Afghan approaches to doing things. It's on very complicated networks of mutual obligation and self-help and respect for each other. When you engage, so the potency of Afghan networks, of these informal obligations, things happen. so you know, we spent the last 7 days meeting with as many people from as many angles present in Afghanistan to pass this word on so that it filters through to the necessary channels.
Yes, it's obviously a very important initiative.
What are you therefore willing to do?
To talk very seriously to the people who are involved on our side of this conflict about creating a day of peace.
So a letter's been received by WHO, the World Health Organization. It's from the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan Taliban movement. All Mujahideen of the Islamic Emirates are directed to provide support to UNICEF local vaccinators. This is to save the next generation of the country from this dreadful disease. Well, it's signed by the head of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan Taliban movement. That is incredible. That is absolutely incredible.
Is today launching a two-month campaign aimed at achieving, on Peace Day, September 21st, a day of real peace in Afghanistan.
And so to anyone and everyone listening or watching, and to all of you here, please make your commitment to the day, because each and every one of us...
So that what happens in Afghanistan inspires the world, gives them hope that if it can happen here, it can happen everywhere else.
And then Jeremy had the celebration, and he did bring that day of peace to Afghanistan.
Jude coming with me had made all the difference. Media interest was growing. We left the film crew in Afghanistan and headed back to London. If all the plans from around the world came together, I wanted to make sure people would hear about them. A televised concert might be the perfect platform. So I contacted Annie Lennox.
Yes, of course I'm on board with you, because I believe in this very much. Let's see where we go from here then.
Yeah. Bob, can you tell us a little bit about this Helmand area? Obviously, it's
a very high-risk area. It's been the scene of most of the very high percentage of the fighting between the international forces and the Taliban for the last 18 months. We're getting support from a lot of the role players, including this negotiation which WHO has managed to take off with the tribal leadership on the ground.
Jeremy Gilley, a lot of people listening, I dare say, will say, well, it's terribly easy to stand up on International Peace Day and say, wouldn't it be nice if there was peace and everybody feels a bit better?
Still, we have security problems, we have many problems. But with all of these problems, we are trying our best to reach all the children.
It's quite hard for people to get their heads around whether this means anything, because peace in the playground, peace in the street, it could sound a bit nebulous. It's a big idealistic vision.
You have decided to put your life in line. We are honored by your commitment.
The only problem is the bit about the guns falling silent. That's the bit that you haven't managed yet.
Seven weeks ago, UNAMA and UNICEF launched an appeal together with an organization called Peace One Day.
پیش از این نماینده ویژه سازمان ملل متحد از گروه‌های درگیر جنگ خواسته بود از خشونت دست بکشد.
Show that you want peace in Afghanistan. Do something, big or small. Help us make peace in Afghanistan real.
Made of it. Who am I to deserve?
today, all over Afghanistan, there have been 82 separate Peace Day initiatives by over 30 UN agencies, government departments, radio stations, and civil society organizations, many of which are life-saving activities. These include a weapons handover in Saigon, which has been declared a peace district, announcements for peace in mosques all over the country, immunization campaigns in the southern areas of the country by UNICEF, the World Health Organization, MOPH, the Governor's Office, and Peace Day activities in schools throughout Kabul, organized by UNICEF with the support of the Minister of Education. So you see, the day is working. We launched the project at the Globe Theatre here in London. In 1999, there were 114 people. They were all Jeremy's friends. And look where we are today. Over 100 million people in over 100 countries are marking the day today in many different ways.
The World Food Programme carried out a food drop in southern Sudan on Peace Day. 60 tons were delivered successfully. In DRC Congo, UNICEF and other organizations handed out insecticide-treated mosquito nets to protect 600,000 children, as well as vitamin A, deworming, and measles immunizations. Star Syringe provided safe immunizations in 20 locations, from Uganda to India, from Ethiopia to Indonesia, and vaccinated over 5,000 children. The International Rescue Committee in Congo reunited a family torn apart by war. This young woman was forced to fight for rebels. The IRC found her and brought her home. ECOBA funded a Peace One Day education pack, free for secondary schools in the UK. Puma announced a sports program, One Day, One Goal, where football matches would be played all over the world on the day. And the Peace One Day team manifested commitments in all 192 countries of the UN.
Tonight is about dedicating ourselves to working toward the day when peace will prevail on Earth. Let the revolution begin!
This is a step forward in international relations.
What will you do to make peace on September 21st?
Whatever pledge you made for peace on this day, take it forward. Make it a pledge for all your days.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if, in the middle of a war, there was an end to polio?
The day works. You know, it saves people's lives and it inspires young people to be the driving force behind the vision of a united and sustainable world.
And by working together, you know, we can create peace one day.
I'm Michelle Boyce on CHRW 94.9 FM, and this is the show Between the Margins, a show about human rights and people's pursuit of happily ever after. And we just heard how one man brought a world into line around International Day of Peace. And hats off to Jeremy Gilley, who is one of my new heroes. And like I said, it takes quite a bit to get there. So we're going to talk about some of where we go. That was 2007 that he got a ceasefire in Afghanistan to do polio vaccinations across that country. And this is 2010. And I got to say that International Day of Peace kind of lost some momentum in the middle, and I'm not sure a lot of people are aware of it. I know in downtown London, we closed Dundas Street, and we had our International Day of Peace, which there was a good group of people there, but there could have been thousands and thousands more. And, you know, people don't always get it. I mean, the London Free Press were more busy about talking about downtown merchants losing business than talking about the International Day of Peace, which I don't get that. But, you know, the world goes on and on and on and on. So Jeremy Gilley, he ran into a reporter, and thanks to YouTube, I bring you this interview done at, what was this thing? This was a reaction conference. So check it out.
Thank you for taking the time right after you talk.
Yeah,
so I'm here with Jeremy Gilley of Peace One Day. Do you want to really quickly just say what Peace One Day is for people that didn't click through?
Yeah, well, Peace One Day is an organization. Peace One Day went on a journey to establish the first ever ceasefire non-violence day with a fixed calendar date, the 21st of September. And that was achieved, and then we continued documenting for a number of years to make sure lives were saved on the day. That took us into Afghanistan. My good friend Jude Law came with me. That sort of process of asking people to become involved in the day was very successful, and which led to all parties kind of acknowledging the 21st of September Peace Day, and which allowed 1.4 million children to be vaccinated on the day, which was an incredible result. And yeah, that's the that's what we're about. And you can visit peaceoneday.org to find out more information.
Great. So we're at Chain Reaction 2008, and the whole idea of the next 48 hours is that people have an idea and they feel empowered to actually move forward with it, like you did. Do you have any advice or any words of encouragement for those people that, I mean, I think we've all had ideas about ways we want to change the world or our community or society, but I think often in our cultures we don't really feel empowered to go forward with those ideas or to think that they could really happen, you know, like you say in the films, like to think that it would actually succeed, you know, is almost scary that you could have that much impact. Do you have any words, tiny gems for all the people here at Chain Reaction to move forward?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that the most important thing is to, you know, believe that, you know, change is possible. I mean, I think that's a starting point. And I think if you believe that, then, of course, anything's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's, you know, that's probably the most important thing. You know, and to anyone, yeah, so to anyone who has a thought about wanting to do something, then clearly, you know, we have to try. I mean, and I think the other really important thing is, you know, clearly it doesn't matter whether it fails or succeeds. You know, I think the fact that we're having a go is what it's all about. I mean, there are lots of cliches, there are lots of statements where we've heard people say, you know, it's not about the end result, it's about the process, it's about the journey. And that for me was what I was totally interested in. I wasn't interested in ultimately succeeding. Of course I wanted it to succeed, but what I was interested in is the path that got me to the end result, you know, because otherwise you can never really say, well, the world doesn't want this, you know, and things aren't possible, unless you actually fail trying to make happen what it is that you want to see be changed. And so that for me is really, really exciting, you know, and I sort of, you know, I get up every day as passionate as, you know, when I began this journey 10 years ago, you know, wanting to make an impact, you know, wanting to do something really constructive and positive, you know, that might have an effect. You know, I also believe that, you know, a world coming together as one, a day of global unity, a day of intercultural cooperation, a day separate from politics and religion, a day where we can lift the level of consciousness that exists around the fundamental issue that humanity faces, which is the protection of each other, is absolutely possible in our lifetimes. I mean, we have an Earth Day, we have an AIDS Day, we have a Mother's Day, we have a Father's Day, but all kinds of other days. Well, we should naturally, obviously, have a Peace Day. And we now have that. And I want to make sure, as do others, that every single person on the planet knows about that day. And that is what Peace One Day as an organization does, through music, film, education, web, globally communicating football. You know, there are all kinds of different ways for your audience to become involved, you know, what we're doing. So, you know, for the people who are watching this, you know, whether they're an NGO, whether they're a governmental body or an individual who's interested in the issues that Chain Reaction are bringing up, then please, you know, visit the website and make a commitment. Because I think if we're not willing to make a commitment to the only day of peace that exists, then I don't think we should be complaining about the state of our world. You know, we have to get involved. Everybody has to get involved. And so, you know, I really hope people do from seeing your show.
This next year, you're hoping to build out more community on the website. What have you found from the online world? Has there been a big community push? It hasn't just been that every city you go to and talk to people in person, you're finding more people.
Yeah, I mean, our website, you know, is very basic, and it's very basic because of funds, you know. It's
exactly.
Like, you know, we don't really have the funding, but, you know, we're reaching out to get that funding and sort the situation out. Because, of course, there's a, you know, it's a phenomenally important area. In fact, probably in relation to what we do, the most important area. And, you know, for us to not be up to speed, you know, is a problem, really. And it's a problem that we want to solve, and I'm excited about trying to solve it. So I hope that, you know, when people come now, I hope it's inspiring enough for at least for them to, you know, make a commitment on the wall saying that they'll do something. But I hope that when they come in, you know, in 9 months' time, they'll see something that's vastly different. And we're certainly going to work very hard to do that. But I think that, you know, what we've just seen recently with, you know, the new president of the United States, you know, I mean, that online campaign, I mean, you know, it's just absolutely genius. I mean, you know, the way they put that together, I just, is so inspiring. And I think that, you know, if we're all in there to do the things that we do, particularly Peace One Day as an organization, then we should be looking very carefully at what, you know, the Barack Obama has done, because it's just genius. It's mm-hmm. brilliant. And it's exciting because it just shows that, you know, a chain reaction, kind of making a difference, you know, people coming together, you know, can really, really change the world. And
right.
The world, I think, has been changed in a very constructive and positive way
mm-hmm.
because of his election.
So picking up on that chain reaction idea, that's what this whole thing is about, is that you have an idea, you meet someone you didn't think you'd meet, you know, what happens next? So what either partnerships or meetings or events happened in your chain reaction that at the beginning you might have never thought even possible, that because all of these other chain reactions happened?
Well, I think going out there in the world, I mean, I think the thing that really drives me is going into Somalia and Burundi and Gaza and the West Bank and, you know, Israel and, you know, India, Sri Lanka, you know, Central America, you know, North America, all over the world, you know, the men and women that I've met, you know, who many of whom are suffering in a way that's unacceptable, are really the inspiration. I mean, there's nothing better than to kind of, you know, get yourself some inspiration by seeing people who are obviously less fortunate than you. And I think that having had such an experience, you know, I just get up every day and go for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just can't believe that I have beautiful white sheets that I get into bed, you know, and a nice duvet, and I sort of sit in it and I think, gee whiz, you know, this is really incredible that I have this, you know.
Right.
And that's fuel for me.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, and join us for more at Chain Reaction. And Jeremy Gilley, Peace One Day, peaceoneday.org. Learn more. Thank you.
And, you know, to build momentum for International Day of Peace, you know, he reached into his bag of tricks, and every single year, just following or just before the International Day of Peace, look for a huge concert, which is just star-studded. I mean, the 2010 concert last week had Charlie Winston, Patti Smith, Yusa Dejur, Joe Delice, Ayo, Vanessa Paradis, and, you know, it's hosted by Jude Law and Sharon Stone from Le Zénith Paris. So, you know, every year look for that concert. They're star-studded and the stars come out. This is Ringo's star message for Peace Day.
Okay, peace and love, everybody. Peace and love. Yes, my name is Ringo, and I'm here to make you aware on the 21st of September, it's the International
day and moment of peace. So I am here on behalf of the UN General Secretary to let you know that at noon on the 21st, it's a Tuesday, that we can have a moment of silence for peace. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love. Tuesday, the 21st of September, at noon, all over the world, at noon, wherever you are, New York, L.A., London, Monte Carlo, wherever you are, a moment of silence at noon. Peace and love.
And in 2008, there's a star-studded lineup pushing One Day Peace and the International Day of Peace, including Annie Lennox, Lenny Kravitz, Bryan Adams, and more.
Good evening. Welcome to the 2008 Peace One Day Gala, celebrating Peace Day, September 21st. Love.
Is gentle as a rose.
It was the challenge Jeremy wanted, that the organisation needed, to try and bring about a ceasefire to create life-saving activity. And the fact that it's happened again this year on almost a greater level is just so uplifting, I think. And that's really the whole message behind the day. It's a day we just hope we'll start injecting a little bit of hope back into people's lives.
I'm gonna run to you.
If you're just flying in as a celebrity, that's fine. You get maybe a your picture in the paper, but there's so much more to it than that. And that's why when I commit myself to something, I stay with it. That's why I'm still here.
How many times do I have to try to tell you that I'm sorry for the things I've done?
And the goal is to have 3 billion people know about the International Day of Peace by 2012. What can you do? Almost anything. Tell your friends, tell your family. You missed it in 2010, but 2011 is coming up in just a short 11 months. So don't worry about that. I mean, every day is a day to fight for peace. Here at Between the Margins, it's our every 2 weeks on the air doing our bit. And we will continue to do that for peace. So to bring it back to London, we had an event, and here's the town crier to call it out.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Welcome to downtown London today. Ladies and gentlemen, we are downtown London. We are standing on Dundas Street in the middle of a busy work day. Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Now, I want to tell you about Canada. Canada was instrumental in peacekeeping forces around the world with the United Nations. And it is United Nations International Day of Peace. So we salute all the people who have worked hard for peace in our land, in our planet, in our universe. And this is today to think peaceful thoughts, to think thoughts of brotherhood and sisterhood, to come together. And we would like to thank right now the organizers of this wonderful event for closing down Dundas Street and putting people on the street today.
And my message to Prime Minister Harper at this point would be maybe to take a book out of Jeremy Gilley's page and bring peace to Afghanistan, not war. And, you know, that's off my platform. But, yes, and, you know, protect Canada's reputation around the world as human rights leaders and people that, you know, care about other people and peace. And that's our reputation. That is a value to us as Canadians. And Prime Minister Harper, please take note off my bandwagon. So one of the participants at London was Mission Services. So I'm here at the International Peace Day, and one of the booths here is Mission Services of London. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
You want to introduce yourself?
Certainly. I'm Heather Rall. I'm the Director of Communications and Development.
So what brings you out on this fine sunny day in London?
Well, obviously the Homeless Coalition is one of the hosts of today's event, and we're Mission Services of London, which is a shelter and programs and services that help people that are struggling with homelessness.
So how does that fit into International Peace Day?
Obviously meeting the need at the point of need, and that obviously passing the word of peace and acceptance.
Wonderful. So Mission Services, who do you serve in the city?
Obviously, families, men, women, children. We're made up of five branches. One's the men's mission. We also have a family and women's shelter and an addiction home that helps individuals with addictions. We also have community mental health programs, which, you know, overall population with poverty and homelessness.
Wonderful. And how is the day going for you?
Oh, it's fun. It's been great to meet other agencies here on the street. The weather's held out. We've had great music. It's just been a really great day overall, and we've got to meet a lot of the individuals that we serve. So it's been fun.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Not a problem.
And amazing job to all of the organizers, Jillian down at Watch, who put that day together. And it's a wonderful thing, and September launches the Year of the Youth for the UN, and that is an important part of the UN and their mandate, and there is nothing more important in this world than youth, and youth bringing out the message of peace and goodwill and prosperity to all. And here is the Secretary General in role again, Ban Ki-moon of the UN, talking about youth and peace.
Young people are being urged to work for peace as the United Nations observes the International Day of Peace. The call comes from the Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon, who rang the UN peace bell in New York last week. He says that September marks the beginning of the International Year of Youth, when the focus is on young people.
Let us do more for young people. Let us give them a world of peace and tolerance. And I say to all young people, join us. Help us to work for peace. Share your plans and ideas. Act with creativity and passion. Help us fight for peace and prosperity for all.
Global warfare, genocide, problems we face.
Without the youth being conscious of the Day of Peace, it's going to end as soon as that generation takes over, whereas if they're ready and it's a part of their program, and as soon as the youth of today are the leading generation of the world, that will already be the status quo.
We can end violence if for only one day. Get some peoples on board, get the place where you stay. Motivate cities and towns and spill over.
I wanted to basically pass inspiration on, because I see so many people who were at a loss for inspiration, and I think that's the main thing that's creating this like almost a wall between peace and unrest.
All the different people from all the different groups come together as one.
Being creative validates one's cause. Like creating something that is unique to yourself and that you're the person responsible for really does, you know, bolster your confidence in yourself and gives other people something to be involved with and believe in.
I think that once somebody has inspiration, they'll find inspiration within themselves to carry out the action that they want to carry out. And that doesn't even have to be in a creative way. It can be, you know, signing a petition for your town to do something peaceful on the Day of Peace.
It doesn't mean just one day. It means every Everyone's getting together, but it's bringing peace throughout the whole year.
Make sure the kids from all over the country have their ability to put their voice in, be heard and feel like they're part of this event. And maybe one mic could be swayed, so I say someday, if we don't stray from our ways, we will all die, probably by the gun to the blade. Listen to our hearts, our minds, and our souls will be saved. September 21st, at least one day, do a little International Day of Peace. We can all make a difference with the little we do. Listen to our hearts, our minds, and our souls will be saved. September 21st, at least one day. So I think if enough people come together and a culture is brought to that moment, then enough people can have the power and make themselves feel empowered to have their voice heard.
And that ends my time here with you here at CHRW 94.9 FM. If you want to hear more about Between the Margins, check us out on the web at www.betweenthemargins.ca, where we've got our blogs and our Twitter and all of that jazz. Talking about jazz, we've got jazz coming up for you next after these short messages. Have yourself a peaceful day.